More than 2 months after Superstorm Sandy devastated parts of the Northeast, the Senate has passed a $9.7 billion bill providing aid to storm victims. The bill cleared the House earlier today. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says there's no question that the passage of the measure was long overdue.
We really had no choice but to pass this provision because the federal government is obligated to reimburse when people have floods if they paid in their flood insurance. So while this bill is important, it's something that we were almost obligated to do. And we should not have parades down the street because this bill has passed.
A vote on another $51 billion in recovery aid is expected later this month. The Food and Drug Administration is releasing a set of proposed regulations today for farms that grow fruits and vegetables, as well as food processors. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, the regulations have been in the works for 2 years.
In 2010, Congress passed the Food Safety Modernization Act. It gave the FDA more power to regulate operations at large vegetable farms, such as the farm in Colorado that sold contaminated cantaloupes in 2011. 33 people died from eating them. The new draft regulations call for practices that many private companies are doing already. They try to block every possible way that harmful bacteria might get on fresh food, from stray animals leaving droppings in fields to farm workers not washing their hands. Congress exempted the smallest farms from these regulations, but many small farmers still worry that they will in fact have to follow them, raising their costs. Farmers and consumers now have 4 months to study the rules and propose changes. Dan Charles, NPR News.